help. I'm a new parent. Hey, help for new parents. That's what Intentional Living's focusing on today as we go to the very roots of this ministry, Parent Talk, and focus on new parents. If you're a new parent, you're just getting started here, maybe it's the second time around with a baby coming along, but you're a new parent once again or for the first time, we want to help you. And you know what? Parents who've been through this, grandparents who are listening, maybe you just have a piece of advice you'd like to share with the whole world that you've learned that would be helpful, or maybe you have a question as a new parent, something you're struggling with. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and this is Intentional Living.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, counselor and coach, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. And now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your kids, here's Randy.
All right, that's true. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to Intentional Living Center here today. Boy, we get really jazzed around here when we talk about parenting because it's a core of what we do to help you be successful. And you know what? There was a time in history that some of us can even remember when it seemed like raising kids, the biggest issue that we got calls on was potty training. In fact, I can recall in the early days of our radio ministry many years ago that we got a lot of calls, potty training. That's an important thing when you're going through it. But you know what? I think today parents are worried about a lot of other things. Potty training is part of it. Even Rosa points out that as advice, they will be potty trained before they're an adult, so don't sweat it. But you know, today we live in a culture where the world is telling us that the family structure is different than we see the Bible teaching us. We live in a time where the media doesn't support us, where entertainment generally doesn't support what you're trying to do as a parent. Your kids are going out into a world where there's a lot of confusion and disruption, and certainly a lot of the talk and so on is not going to bring them back to a biblical basis for life. And I think that's pretty obvious. Just look around. And so today, and from this ministry, I want you to know that we are committed to helping you by standing in the gap with you as a new parent, to be intentional so you can be successful over the years ahead in knowing exactly what you're doing from day to day. And I would say the best advice I would give to you as you start this journey is take a great big deep breath, okay? And keep breathing, by the way. And then be consistent. Just have a home where there's consistent love and sharing, where the emphasis on the little things, always building into your children's life and into the environment of your home, the little things of love and respect and what the Bible teaches and knowing why you believe what you believe as a family and then living it every day. And then the big things will take care of themselves. And bringing around you your church community and friends and people who will support you in your journey of raising your family. Those are some of the core things that'll make a difference. What about you? Maybe you have some advice. Come on, parents and grandparents, you've been through this. You have one thing you'd like to share, one thing you learned that you want to pass on to this young generation starting out as new parents. Or if you have a question as a mom or dad, give me a call. 888-888-1717. Now, I'm at the stage where our kids are grown. Our three children are grown and bringing us beautiful grandchildren. We have six now, and last night our two oldest were at our house, Kylie and Kinsley, our granddaughters. Kylie's the oldest. She's 7 years old, and we were sitting at the table, a little Subway sandwich, you know? She loves Subway sandwich. And I said to her, I said, Kylie, I call her Kylie Koo. I said, Kylie Koo, when you think of all the things you've done in your long life of 7 years, of all the things that are most important, all the exciting things you've done, what is the most exciting? What's been the most, I don't know, the thing in your life that just, you know, you've been excited about? And I thought she'd say, oh, no, when we went to Disneyland or when we, you know, went on a vacation. She looked at me. She's 7 years old. And she said, Papa, it's being with you. Now, I hand her the keys to the car and whatever else she wanted, you know. But I'll tell you, it is the simple things. Your kids are not going to remember all the big things. That's not what the childhood memories that we've studied and researched are about. It's about those family time where your family is just focused on loving each other and doing what God wants you to do. All right, let's get going. A suggestion you have or a question for me, 888-888-1717.
Okay, veteran parents, what is one thing you would say to a brand new parent who's just starting their family?
Cherish the time that you have with these little ones. They grow up so fast, and you'll look back when they're in their teens or even in their 20s and go, wow, I remember the first time I held her. You know, and it is amazingly precious, and God can teach you some amazing lessons.
Treasure every moment, because though the days get long and hard, they will pass very quickly, and then your babies will be having babies of their own.
Enjoy your children, because they grow up very quickly.
Take every day, one day at a time. From the time they're born to the time they're 18 years old is going to fly by. So take every day, enjoy every moment, love on those kids, and be the best parent you can be.
One thing that I've learned is one constant in life is change. Be prepared for change.
Yeah, that's a law. That's a law of life. Change is occurring. Things are either getting stronger or weaker, but never staying the same. And it's kind of funny how we try to keep hanging on. You know, your little babies keep growing up, and they're going to just keep growing up. And I know we look at our grandchildren coming, and we say, you know, wow, not a little baby anymore, holding them in your arms. Now they're independent, and you'd like to see it stop sometimes. But at the same time, that's not the way life works. Life works in a progressive fashion. So when the proverb writer says in Proverbs 22, train up a child in the way he should go, That's a unique bent. That scripture is talking about finding what makes your child unique. What makes, you know, what is it that the DNA that God has placed in your child, the wiring for that child, that's unique? Because each of your children will be different. One of the mistakes we make is when we try to parent all children alike, because they're not. They're different. Okay, let's go. We got callers. Crystal's on the line in Texas. She's very tired today. You're very tired, Crystal?
Oh, yes.
Oh, why? Tell us why.
Well, I have a 3-year-old about to be 4, and then we have 8-month-old girl twins.
Wow.
And they keep us real busy all day and all night. Mm. They seem to want to be awake. They think they're still newborns, I guess. They're up at 3 in the morning, 5 in the morning. Then they kind of wake each other up, and it's just exhausting.
Have you tried changing their schedule or their sleeping arrangements? Have you tried different things to find something that might help them sleep through the night?
Like changing, like their.
Well, are they sleeping in the same room together, and they're bothering
yes.
each other? Are they
yes.
in the same bed?
Sleep with us in the room.
Okay.
And I was putting them in the crib together, and they kind of were kicking each other.
Yeah.
And so, you know, screaming and
sure.
then wake up the other baby. So then we started putting one like in the baby sling, and then you kind of rotate. Kind of put one in another room for a little bit till she calms down.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, twins are unique. I mean, twins will, and you'll see this all through their lives, they have just a unique relationship as they really grow up together. Are these little girls, did you say that they were identical twins?
No, they're fraternal.
Okay.
Well, they're 8-month twins.
They're going to grow up together, though, and be very close. That's just the way twins are. Twins have this unique kind of a relationship that we see, and it's double the trouble for you in terms of, you know, sleeping through the night and feeding them and all that kind of thing. God bless you. You think of triplets, right? You think of moms that have like 3 kids and then they have triplets. This too shall pass. I think the big thing, Crystal, is for you guys to experiment and find a consistent routine that works for you guys. I mean, they're only 8 months old, and you'll get through this. And you talk about we, so I assume your husband's involved. The tag team approach. I think God placed the ideal of a mom and a dad to raise kids, sometimes just to make it through, because it's tiring, it's exhausting, and mom and dad doing this together. That's why my heart goes to every single mom and every single dad. God bless you as you're standing in the gap. But I think as you look at being tired and exhausted, simplify your life, say no to more things other than the priorities that you have right now. Keep your expectations in check. Sometimes you got to realize the house isn't going to always be as neat as maybe it was before with one. Now with three, it's going to be different. So having realistic expectations, frankly, asking for help. You need a break. And I think young parents, when you have grandparents that can step in and take a break, one of the things we've loved doing is, you know, helping with the kids and the grandkids, giving a break even for a few hours to have something just for yourself. I think that's an important thing for you to do, and I hope you can do it. Hang on. I want to send you a copy of the Parenting Chat or the Raising Responsible Adults book and workbook. We have a book and workbook that'll be right up the alley for you as you start this journey as a new parent.
And I'm just calling to let you know how we have been intentional with our own children, and our children started new schools this year, so we put little notes in their lunchbox and just to tell them that we're thinking of them and to have a good day and God bless.
So at the end of the day, when I close my eyes and I say my prayers with my kids, I'm also focusing more on what we're thankful for in each other. And ever since we've been focused on thankfulness, we've seen a lot more love in our family life.
The intentional thing that I've done is I've prayed to have a love for my stepdaughter as a mother with for their kid.
Hey, listen, your stories, they flow in and they flow back out on the air and other ways to help people around the world. Thank you for sharing your stories with us. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center talking parenting. As you call and share your story with us, your question at 888-888-1717. Brandy is on the line in beautiful Tennessee today. Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm stressed.
Okay, that's being a parent. What's your question today?
So I have my oldest is 5, and then I have a 3-year-old and a 10-month-old, which makes life hectic enough anyway.
Yes.
But then to add to that mixture, my husband is finishing his Master's of Divinity this fall. Mm-hmm. I also work a 40-hour a week job from home, and now we're looking at pursuing homeschooling with our oldest. She's going to be starting kindergarten, and I just have so much anxiety about it, and I don't know how to interpret that. I don't know if it's like I'm just not having peace, like if God is trying to tell me I'm not taking the right route, or if it's just because this is just such a big, massive plate of stuff, and yeah. I just don't even know. I feel like I'm not communicating to my husband well, and like my team of mentors at church were kind of walking me through the homeschool, like how to get started. I feel like I'm not communicating well to them how much stress this is bringing me and why it's bringing me stress. I'm not scared of doing it with her. Like, I know we can do it and mm-hmm. she'll do great and I'll do great. It's just, I have anxiety about, is this the right thing, and how can I be sure? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that comes with parenting. We always are unsure. Every decision we make in parenting, we're always wondering, should we be doing something else? Should we homeschool or put them in a school? Should we go being too involved and they're helping them with their homework, or should we back off and, you know, let them fail on their own? And this
right.
is
and
all
my husband has.
That's all part of the process.
Really strong opinions, yeah.
Yeah. Are you and your husband on the same page, Brandy?
We both have a really strong desire to start her out at home, especially for these early years. And yeah. then, you know, we kind of want to see what God will do beyond that. My biggest fear right now, like I say, is just because we have so much else going on. I'm afraid of not doing it well, and I want to do everything I do with excellence. You know?
Well, my own personal take on this, I don't think you can make a mistake with a 5-year-old to do homeschooling to get started. I mean, obviously, this is a good thing to do, and I think the real issue I hear from you, Brandy, is you've just got a lot of stress. You got a lot of things on your plate. You're both pretty strong. You and your husband, he's busy, distracted with his thing. You're really caught in parenting, and sound like you're working some and you're
and working
and,
yeah.
and doing a lot of different things. Here's the way I look at it. Life is full of symptoms. You know, when I get a headache, it's a symptom of something. When I get a stomach ache, it's a symptom of something. When you're feeling overwhelmed and sort of anxious about what you should do with your children, to me, that's a symptom. And I would encourage you and your husband to back off, sit down, and just talk about it and get on the same page. It sounds like maybe you're not communicating and coming with one plan, one agreement, one intentional direction, and balancing all the things in your life to say, hey, some of these things have got to go. I can't do all of these things. We're going to find out what's most important, focus on the most important things. Seems to me that's where what I would do. I'd just, you and your husband, sit down and work this through. You're both, sound like you both love the Lord, you love each other, you're smart people, you're just in the busy time of life, and maybe it's time to sit down and say, hey, we got to throttle this back a little bit.
Yeah, it's just a struggle because I don't know where we would back off, because we're financially, I can't quit my job. And, you know, he's two classes away from being done with this degree this fall, so I feel like I can't ask him to stop that.
Well, he
so
might.
I don't.
Maybe it's going to take three semesters.
Yeah.
I'm just
saying. We're many, many years into this, and I need it to be done for my family.
All right. So you may, on the other hand, say, hey, we're going to just suck it up here for the next two semesters, and we see light at the end of the tunnel, and we're going to get it done. But at least you got a goal that you're working on together. But I'm wondering if you're concerned about after that goal, what's next?
Yeah, I'm just feeling incredibly overwhelmed, and I don't know how to make myself not feel that way.
Well, one of the reasons we feel overwhelmed in life is that we don't feel in control. In other words, it's kind of like decisions are being made for me, and I'm on this treadmill, and I got to keep running to keep up. Does that make sense?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think if you just get off the treadmill for a little bit, you and your husband sit down and say, well, I'm going to take control of this. You see, what you're telling me is our finances, we can't do it, and I can't quit my job, and we want to homeschool, and my husband's got two more semesters. You got to lay all that stuff out on a spreadsheet, as it were, and just look at it honestly. Start getting some creative ideas. Maybe get some people you respect to give you some input on creative ideas. Someone may have a thought that you've never even looked at before in terms of how you could do this. There's maybe other approaches to this process. Because here's what's going to happen. If you stay this feeling overwhelmed, your efficiency and effectiveness is going to decrease, and it's only going to get worse for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'd really encourage
that's
you.
That's what we don't want.
That's what I would really encourage you and your husband to sit down. You guys are smart. I think you can think this through and pray it through.
Oh, okay, I appreciate that.
Okay, and I know that that's not like, hey, do this, this, and this. But I'll tell you what, I would imagine if we all sat down, you could generate a whole bunch of ideas you haven't thought about. Here's what we do when we make decisions. We tend to make decisions in terms of a list of options that we've come up with. Two or three, and then we say, those are the only options we have. Here's a bunch of options. Your five-year-old, what if for the first year she went to kindergarten, you didn't homeschool, and you did it when your husband's done? There's an option to think about. What if you had someone come along, maybe a grandparent, and help you in the homeschooling? Is there some other approach to the homeschooling that might be less stressful for you? Is there a way of getting another kind of job that wouldn't demand as much time or attention? Is there a way that your husband could just take one more semester and he gets involved in homeschooling? In other words, I think as you start listing options and creatively looking at them without knocking them off the list immediately, God will provide the right solution for you as you pray and really trust Him. All right, Brandy, thank you for your call. I hope that helps. Help for new parents, 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The Bible is really a declutter book, isn't it? When you read the Bible as a Christian, it's really about decluttering our lives. It's about giving versus taking. It's about sharing versus collecting. It's about freedom more than bondage.
Boy, that's true. And that's a topic that I'm passionate about. It's one of the four steps in the intentional living life. And it's decluttering your life. We all have clutter of some sort, don't we? In fact, more and more research in this busy, hectic, chaotic culture comes back to the fact that we need to slow down. They talk about meditation and
and they talk about centering yourself. There's more health in that. As a Christian, we know that we get, quote, centered back when we come to living our lives. I call it intentional living. We're getting, quote, centered around why we're here, our purpose and our values, and living those out every day. That's the teaching this month, folks. It's called Declutter Your Life. Members, you have it by now. If you're not a member, we'd love to get it to you. It's our gift to you for all monthly members, those who support the ministry every month. I'll tell you how you can do that in a moment. But right now, this month, and we're at the end of the trail here, October's about behind us. This month, our best-selling book on parenting, Raising Responsible Adults, and we're also putting in the study guide combo, is our gift to you as you stand in support of the ministry, and the coaching CD on Declutter Your Life as you become a new monthly member. If you're already a member, you've received it. If you're not, come and join us. Become a new member of Intentional Living, and you'll receive both the Raising Responsible Adult book, study guide, and the monthly teaching. There's no minimum monthly gift to become a member, but our most popular giving level is still at $30 a month. That's easy to remember, a dollar a day. Plus, as an added bonus, I'll say thank you by sending you my monthly CDs, as we mentioned, this month on Declutter Your Life. But if you can't, you say, I can't give monthly, but you know, I could share a single gift to help you right now. We'd love to hear from you as well, and we'll make sure the parenting resources come your way. Call during West Coast business hours by going to 888-888-1717 or go online to theintentionallife.com. All right, Mike's on the line. Let's get back to the calls. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you?
Good. Good. What's your question?
Well, here's my question on the skinny side. I got married 2 years ago, and my wife has a 7-year-old, and I have a 7-year-old. And I'm having super huge conflict with her 7-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And so then I have to let him get away with his behavior, and now my son is questioning why I get on him, but I don't get on my wife's 7-year-old.
Well, it sounds like you and your wife aren't on the same page.
Yeah, there's discipline, not discipline, that's the wrong word. There's behavior issues that I see him getting away with a lot, and she says he doesn't get away with it. So when I mention something about that, then I'm picking on him or I'm bullying him.
So you got a marriage issue here, Mike. You don't have a parenting issue, it seems like.
Right. So I don't know what I need to do.
Yeah, I would take the focus off the discipline issue or the training issue with the kids and focus on you and your wife not being on the same page. Because if she's on your case thinking you're too harsh with hers and you're thinking she's not standing up, you know, and you're not on the same page, it becomes a marital issue. You know, here's what I believe. When two parents can stand together and be in agreement, and there's no light between you shoulder to shoulder, and you come up with one game plan, and you stand together, and you do it lovingly and consistently, letting her take the lead, and you backing her up with her child, and she's shoulder to shoulder with you when you're with your child and backing you up, and you're working as a tag team, working together, that's really the solution. So I think the focus is your marriage. It's your relationship about this area of your values and your consistency and how you're going to follow through as a parent. That's where I would focus.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds to me like the issue. You've been married how long?
2 years.
Is this really impacting your marriage?
It's already impacted it. We're separated.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we just raised the problem here to another level. Obviously, what we're seeing here, Mike, and I think you know this intuitively, the parenting issue is only a symptom. I think if we see it when two people are not on the same page as a symptom of your relationship, I'm going to pray for you, Mike. God love you. If you can get the marriage thing together, the parenting thing's a whole lot easier. Blended families, every blended family listening, you know exactly what the challenge can be when it comes to this. You know what? We've got a lot of calls coming in. We've got people want to share. We're running out of time. But I think if you go to the Facebook, we got some really practical comments on there for you. Like Victoria said, don't be afraid or ashamed to ask for help. I love being a mom, but it was very overwhelming for the first few months when I was a new mom. Hope gives some great advice. Hope says you need to start earlier than you think to intentionally teach them things like appreciation and kindness and responsibility. Be real and humble before them. Admit when you are wrong. Love them with all of your heart and let them know that you do. And I think those are some powerful comments, and there's more for you there. You can check it out when you go to theintentionallife.com. Just to wrap it up, a thought as we think about living intentionally with raising our kids and being a new parent, the name of the game is not punishment. That's not what God has called us to punish our children. God has called us to be in a position of authority and to train our children. That's discipline, to disciple our children. If you find that your emotions are an issue, then deal with those emotions. If you find that you and your spouse are not on the same page, then deal with you and your spouse to get on the same page. If you're not in agreement on how you're going to discipline, then get in agreement on how you're going to discipline. If you find yourself yelling, then you need to get some help. There's parenting help to deal with not yelling. Because the ultimate goal is to have a home, as we've shared with you, that's consistent, filled with love and consistency and sharing. Because I'll tell you what, the years are going to go by fast. And I hate to have you call me and, you know, 10, 15 years from now and have regrets that, hey, we weren't consistent. We didn't follow through. We didn't really make Christ the center of our home. Because if you don't do that today, I'm telling you, the world will chew you up and spit you out. Because the world is intentional for your kids. The world will be very intentional to reach your kids. And whoever's most intentional in the life of your child is going to win. And I pray it'll be you as a parent. And we stand with you from Intentional Living. If you'd like to find the helpful resource, we've talked about Raising Responsible Adults. You can find that book and workbook in our store. You can also find our small group series, The Parenting Challenge, at theintentionallife.com.
Hello, Dr. Rainey Carlson. My name is Emma, and I'm 11 years old, and I listen to your radio all the time, and I get what you're saying. Before I listened to your radio show, I was not doing what God wanted me to do, and so I listened to your radio show, and I wanted to be intentional, so I changed. All thanks to your show. Thank you so much. Again, my name is Emerald, and I'm 11 years old.
Thank you, Emerald. Man, listen, did you hear what she said? I get what you're saying. And I've decided to live this way. Parents, you know what they did? They left the radio on. They left this coming into their homes, not only Intentional Living, but I'm sure the station throughout the day to bless and encourage their family. Here's what I believe, biblically true. It just makes common sense as well. What you fill your head with is what you become. Come on, we know that. We see it. Filling your life with good things from Christian radio and from resources to help your family. That's the way to go. Man, wouldn't you love to have an emerald in your family? You can. You really can if you take the intentional steps every day. All right. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next time, and we're talking about how did you come to Christ? We'll hear the stories. We'll see you then.